USF St. Pete will inaugurate a new student governor this evening. He is Sean Schrader. Radio St. Pete's Lauren McHugh sat down with Sean earlier this week.
Sean, could you tell me how it feels to be elected student governor at USF St. Pete?
Well, first, thank you for having me. It's really an honor and a pleasure. It's really an exciting opportunity, I think, for USF and for me personally. You know, as we emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, I think the potential for USF is so great, especially our St. Petersburg campus. I mean, we are centered right here in downtown. We're centered right on the water and right by so many great locations and I think opportunities that exist. And so it's really an honor to know that the students believe in my mission and the vision we have for the future of USF, focusing on sustainable initiatives, making sure every student is heard, and connecting that St. Petersburg campus here to the community, rather, here to our campus.
All right. Well, you have a big inauguration coming up on Wednesday. What are you going to do to prepare for such a big responsibility? The school is obviously very politically active. And what is the first thing that's on your agenda that you are excited to achieve upon this inauguration?
Well, there's certainly a lot to work on. I think the first thing that I'm really focused on and really excited to be working on is we're going to be launching a student survey coming up very soon. It's going to give students an opportunity to share their direct feedback, with us and with campus leadership about what's going on campus, what they like, what they don't like, things they want to see change, and also get their feedback on some of the initiatives we have been focused on. But I will tell you, in terms of preparing for this kind of role, it is a big role, but it's exciting. Part of it is just being out there, listening to students, making yourself available. I mean, going to dinner at the dining hall, talking to students, going for a walk out on the water here, talking to students. I think that's the best way I've been able to get feedback so far.
Yeah, and this school is obviously it's a very close-knit community, so I'm sure that it's pretty easy to get student feedback, I should say.
It sure is. It's hard not to.
Yes. All right. So my next question for you is, what are some changes that the USF St. Pete community can look forward to when you become their student governor? And what are some challenges that you are hoping to overcome?
Well, I think one big change we want to see happen is giving students more of a direct say in what's going on in campus operations. This is critically important. You know, throughout the campaign and even before, I would hear complaints from students about the dining hall, about parking, and about the residence halls on campus. And those are critical aspects of making the campus successful. I think any student interacts with at least one of those services on a daily basis, probably. So one of the abilities I have as governor will be to create task forces made up of students, and they're going to examine these challenges and come to us with solutions. And I think that'll be a way for all of us to work together to find some solutions everybody can agree upon. But I think one challenge we do have is focusing on the environment. Of course, I think this campus does a great job already focusing on the environment. However, we must do more. I mean, it's concerning to see reports that have come out by the United Nations and other world organizations that say, moving forward, the environmental challenges we're facing are very big. So I think doing small things is a big step, like recycling and recycling awareness.
How are you going to encourage the student community to recycle more and to be more environmentally mindful?
Well, I think it's all about focused on the future, right? I think everybody that's here at USF is focused on their future. I mean, that's why they're here getting an education. They're focused on doing something with that education in the future. And I think that, moving forward, if we want to protect that future for everybody, that involves being environmentally conscious of what we're doing. And it might not seem like a lot, throwing your Starbucks cup in the garbage instead of in the recycling bin, or not knowing, how to, dispose of the food you've eaten. But really, over time, it makes a huge difference. And I think that's one way we got to compel students. I think when people realize that, students will want to make that change.
All right. Now, I wasn't going to let you off so easy, so I'm going to poke your brain a little bit.
Okay.
Ask a little bit of a tougher question. So the school is obviously under some scrutiny right now involving a Title IX investigation involving one of our former professors. How do you think that the school could have better handled this situation in any way? And do you think that the school, and what do you think that the school, school can do to legitimize student concerns, given that there were many student concerns brought to their attention?
I will tell you, I don't know all of the details and facts of that particular investigation, so I'm not going to go into the specifics. I will say this, though. You know, I have always known USF to be very focused on inclusivity and making sure every voice is heard. One of the best things I think that this campus has done is focus on the You Belong Here mission. It's easy to talk about stuff like that. It's easy to talk about inclusivity, making sure every voice is heard. But it's another thing to actually ensure every perspective is being heard and make sure every student feels that they're, you know, welcomed and that they have a sense of belonging on campus. So I think that USF has done a good job of that. I think in terms of feedback, you know, I have always been able to share feedback with campus leadership, and I think part of it goes back to the campus we're on. Being here in St. Petersburg, it's so accessible. It's so easy to see the chancellor, campus leadership, the deans walking around campus. We're able to talk to them, whether it's with coffee or just on the Harbor Walk or something like that. And I think that, you know, just focusing on those principles of inclusivity and making sure every voice is heard is critically important if we want to make sure every student has a say in what's going on. And I've personally always felt that that's been done here on this campus.
Yes. Now, how are you going to ensure that students know how to find these resources? Are you going to do a campaign, a social media campaign? How are you going to go about doing this?
You're right. That's very important. You know, we can have resources all day long, but if people don't know what they are, that's no good. And that really is not, you know, been very effective for us in student government. So I think one of the big things we are going to be pushing is a campaign like that. That focuses on the different resources that are available to students. One thing that I'm really excited to be working on in the coming year is going to be really bolstering our social media presence online on our Instagram. I think we can really fix that. And that's one of the most effective ways to get out to students, and that's really where we're going to be promoting that. And always, though, you know, on top of stuff like that, we promote resources and a willingness to talk to students. I hope students know, you know, my presence on campus means that they can come up and talk to me. They don't have to come visit me at my office. You know, we're out and about on campus, you know, on the walkway, on stuff like that, and that's also a great opportunity to get feedback.
So student government just presented a bill to the St. Pete Deputy Mayor Stephanie Owens, and it is called the One USF Community Engagement Bill. Could you explain what this bill is aiming to do and tell us why this bill is so important?
Well, you know, a few years ago, USF became a consolidated university. And, you know, since that time, you know, it's challenging for there to always be a focus on One USF because of a lot of operations being in Tampa. And I think, again, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's easy to talk about One USF and the importance of being united. But unless you practice that mission, it's very difficult to, you know, to actually embody the One USF spirit. And so this bill essentially will give different legislative members who are involved in student government the opportunity to be involved in different events that are going on at campuses other than their own. You know, personally, I've been fortunate to be involved in some events that have not taken place here in St. Pete. I've gone down to Sarasota, USF Sarasota, for their annual Brunch on the Bay event. I volunteered over there. I've also been over to USF Tampa. I was over there a few weeks ago for their first annual teacher 5K run. And so it's really cool, you know, when you get to go to other campuses, you get to see how different they are from this campus. I know I'm very biased in liking the waterfront view of our campus,
which we
don't get anywhere
else.
How
could you not?
I know. You know, but on top of that, though, you get to hear different perspectives, different student perspectives, different faculty perspectives, different, you know, staff perspectives, which is really interesting. And I think in order to embody the USF mission, the One USF mission, we got to have events here on this campus, more of them that bring people over, bring students over from other campuses.
And lastly, I have to touch on the obvious football stadium situation. Everyone's asking about the football stadium.
Yes.
Where is it going to go? What's happening with it? How do you feel about the new projected stadium, and where would you like to see it built?
Well, I believe that they are finalizing a specific location. I do not know exactly where that is at off the top of my head, but I will tell you this. I think, you know, the sports component of any university is significant to its overall operations. And I think, you know, in order to have that one USF mission, in order to attract students, faculty, staff, everybody that's part of the USF community to one area, something like a football stadium will allow us to do that. However, I do think this will be an opportunity for us in St. Petersburg, particularly. I've always been a huge advocate for cross-campus transportation, and I finally believe that if we were to have a football stadium like that built, maybe that could be the catalyst to make cross-campus transportation possible. So we'd be able to get on a bus or get in some kind of vehicle, go over to Tampa, go down to Sarasota. I think that's very important.
Well, you have very big dreams, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you today. And last but not least, boy, I said that last time, but to wrap this up, your inauguration on Wednesday. What time is it? Can you tell the people a little bit more about what's going on and how they can attend if they so would like to?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be happening here at the University Student Center at the in our ballroom at the Rockies Leadership Awards, our annual Campus Leadership Awards ceremony. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. It'll be going from 6 to 8 p.m., so on Wednesday night, this Wednesday. And I think it's just going to be a really exciting opportunity. I mean, it's going to be a chance, I think, to embrace the future we have together and really understand, you know, that you know, my role as campus governor is very exciting, and it's a privilege and an honor that I have. But at the end of the day, we all have to work together. It's not something I can do alone, and I think the job will be an opportunity to really work with students and with students from different backgrounds and perspectives to make sure we're focused on a future that everybody has a say in.
Radio St. Pete's Lauren McHugh speaking with Sean Schrader, the student governor-elect at USF St. Petersburg. The inauguration of Mr. Schrader will occur tonight at 6:00.